Let's now get started with our retrospective look of the past 5 years of Main Menu. Now, as I was preparing this presentation for you this week on Main Menu, I sent out a number of emails to the announce lists and to the friends list on ACB Radio. And I asked you to send to me your favorite things you liked about Main Menu. One of the most popular things I received was the singing deck talk presentation done with Jonathan Mosen and Patrick Perdue. So let's now take a flashback and listen to that presentation done in the year 2000 here on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Recently, for a reason that we will come to shortly in the section of Main Menu, there was a lot of discussion on a lot of lists about singing speech synthesizers. Some people simply didn't believe that it was possible, who hadn't heard the first Main Menu show where we all heard it done, and others wanted to know how exactly was it done. So in our typical investigative fashion, we have looked into this matter, and here is our feature on singing deck talks. Firstly, for those of you who've never heard a deck talk sing before, here's a basic example.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is dim and to me, lovely you and blue Hawaii, with all this loveliness, there should be love. Come with me. While the moon is on the sea, the night is young, and so are we. Dreams come true in blue Hawaii, and mine could all come true. This magic night of nights with you.
That song was sung to us by beautiful Betty, and we'd hate to leave perfect Paul out of the equation, so here's an opening act from him.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in a row. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
And I'm sorry I can't give the credit that is deserved to the person who wrote those two pieces. Whoever you are, well done. Nice bit of coding there. This, although it doesn't involve too much singing deck talk, was the piece that started it all.
Welcome to the JAWS for Windows Patch Setup Program.
Please relax while Dr. Jaws examines your system. This may take a couple of minutes.
Dr. Jaws, please wait.
Dr. Jaws is diagnosing your system. Dr. Jaws has found settings for JFW which you have spent years and years customizing for each of your applications. Dr. Jaws has no respect for you nor your settings files. Dr. Jaws is now permanently deleting all of your JFW settings files. Please wait. Dr. Jaws found errors with JFW. Too bad. Dr. Jaws will not fix them. Dr. Jaws, this program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down. If the problem persists, contact the program vendor. Close button.
Thank you for installing the JFW update patch. Now, you're screwed. You are a loser. Ha 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 ha.
I guess the first time I, ever really got interested in it was a couple of years ago. I ran across this website from the University of Dundee. I wish I could remember the Earl now, but there were some students there that were making deck talk singing. They had some waves of it, and they gave the text files with it. And I looked at the text files, and I said, gee, I wish I had something I could play with this thing, because this looked really interesting to me.
You're doing a little more than making it sing, of course. You're kind of using it to do all kinds of parodies and things like that, whereas a lot of people are just making it sing popular songs and things like that. How did you sort of develop from a casual interest in making the thing sing to actually doing the parodies that you're doing now and that has got you into notoriety, so to speak?
I don't even know. I guess the first real big one I did was obviously Virus. Everybody knows Virus. But, I did a few small ones before that. I guess the first one I ever did was, I went and changed, messed up Moonlight in Vermont. That was the first one I ever did.
Oh, so you did that one? You actually put Moonlight in Vermont together?
No, I screwed around with it. I don't know who put it together.
Okay. What's the process involved in actually doing this? Can you describe how it's done? Because it's not just a question of typing in the words and giving it pitch, is it? I understand it's all phonetically based.
Right. It's phoneme based. There's a lot of phonemes you have to remember, but pretty much what it is you put in a set of phonemes and you have to give it a certain pitch and a certain duration for it to come out right. And you have to do this with just about every syllable.
How long does that
take? It's annoying after a while.
How long would it take you to put the average piece together that you do?
I don't know. It took me like 30 minutes just to do Virus, the text part of it. So it takes a while.
Well, what's really amazing about the Virus one is the fact that you managed to synchronize it to, I presume, you're playing your own MIDI stuff there. That must have taken some doing.
It wasn't all that bad, actually. I just had, what I did was I put a metronome in the background and played around with the tempo and got it set at just about almost exactly 120 words per minute, and then I spaced out the wave correctly, and then I just recorded the music while the wave was playing so I could have it synced.
Virus, virus, virus is all day long. You have a virus, tell your computer so on. You're screwed. You're screwed. Ha ha ha. It got busted. Virus, virus, virus. Virus, virus, virus.
Virus, 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 oh yeah.
You are most well known, I guess, for the Jaws patch file that we played on the very first main menu, and then within days it was bouncing all over the internet and people were very interested in that.
I believe I only sent that to one person.
Really?
Yeah, I sent it to Chris Garstad and it went all over the internet.
Oh, that's what happens when you send it to Chris, you see. What interests me is the sense of the way that you've combined your sense of humour, which is obviously incredibly off the wall, with this deck talk technology and mixing and things like that. That must have been quite a bit of a production process to put that together.
Jaws Patch was, I guess the hardest part was getting the waves out of Dr. Jaws. Everything else was pretty easy. I had to actually go and record Dr. Jaws while I ran it so I could get the waves out of it, because the waves weren't, I guess they were compiled into the program somewhere, so that's how I had to do it.
What sort of feedback have you had as a result of that thing?
Well, I'm not really sure because my computer crashed right after I made that song, but...
That's karma.
right. Well, anyway, people have been asking me, did you do that to, say something about Hitter Joyce, or did you just do it because, your personal experience, which that was what happened to me, even though I backed up my files.
Did you get any response from Hitter Joyce themselves?
One guy, I think it was Dan Clark, who said it was pretty cool. I mean, they didn't mind it, really.
I'm sure that people at HJ have got a sense of humor, too. You also have done the one about the depressed computer.
Oh, yeah, I only sent that one to one person, too.
But what's the inspiration behind that one? You had another crashed computer at that time, did you?
I was building a computer It used to be an IBM Aptiva, and the processor went out on it, and I was building it, and I had cards failing on me every day, and that was what made me make that little tune.
Hi, I am a computer. Want to hear me sing? Okay, here's a song. I ain't nothing but a crappy old computer. A crappy, 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 cruddy old computer. Please reformat my hard drive, because my friend, I'd really love to die. Every time I get turned on, I have errors all day long. Oh, I feel like such a freaking loser. Yes, my friend, my computer days are done.
Who said a computer couldn't sing anyway?
And the other one that I have, you've probably done more that I don't have, but the other one that I have is the one about the Chris's, I imagine you sent this to one person too, the one about Chris's synthesizer that decides to give up and go on strike.
Right, yeah. He got a kick out of that one.
You did it to, did you deliver it to him in such a way that he actually thought it was his synthesizer talking?
Here's what I did. He has his, on ICQ, I wish I could have done it this way. Actually, I just emailed it to him. But on ICQ, he had his, at one point, he had his thing to automatically accept voice messages. I should have just sent him that as a wave, and then he just would have played it and went, whoa. So, I wish I could have done it that way.
Chris, this is your synthesizer. I'm tired of being turned on and off, working day and night, just so you can use your stupid computer. So I've decided it's time for me to crash.
Goodbye, Chris. It's been great working with you. And now it's time for me to leave.
Bye-bye. Farewell. I'm leaving. Dextalk Express is busted.
You gonna do some more of this stuff?
I'm actually working right now on, believe it or not, the full version of Dextalk Singing Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody in multi-part harmony, and I've got like half of it done.
My goodness, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Is this our real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Somebody told me that you, it may not be you, maybe it's somebody else, has done the ACB radio jingles or an ACB radio jingle with the Dextalk singing.
Yeah, I did. I haven't given it to anybody, though, so I don't know how anybody would have known about it, but I don't know, maybe I did tell somebody, but what I did was, yeah, I had like three Pauls and a little MIDI going in the background. What I did was I recreated the, you know, the little ACBradio.org thing that you get when you go to the website. I recreated that as a mid and then just played that in the background, but I haven't actually sent that one to anybody.
Sounds great. If you send it along to us, we'll certainly include it in our jingle collection on ACB Radio.
ACB Radio.
I certainly appreciate you coming on the program, Patrick, and I understand that before we leave the section of main menu, you've got something lined up to leave us with, so over to you.
Bye-bye. Farewell, I'm leaving. I won't be back no more. See you later, alligator. Bye,
bye,
bye, bye, bye. Farewell, I'm not coming back.